Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I do want to welcome you to another episode of the Miracle Man Show, a special episode. It is the six-year anniversary of the first episode, and we've done hundreds of these now, and it's been amazing to see this thing grow. It's been amazing to see this thing grow and what God has done, and just hit that control thing and it'll keep it quiet. But I thank God for what he's done and how this thing has grown. Me and Preacher Man, we launched this on July 25th of 2017, a Tuesday night, just like this. But something was different. We started it a little bit later in the evening because that night there was no invasion, because invasion had already happened. This year, the reason we're at a little bit of a different time slot than what we normally are is because we have the Invasion Youth and Young Adults Conference starting up tonight, and I'm excited to see what the Lord is going to do there. Those young people, in fact, tomorrow night, I'm planning on going live from there at 6. It'll be a short show. What I'll do is talk to a couple of youth, maybe a couple of young adults, maybe a leader even, and kind of get a few different perspectives on, what does invasion mean to them, and, how has it impacted your life, and what's God done through it for you, and it'll be amazing. I'm excited about it, and I just think it's going to be great. And then once it's over, man, I would love it for some people to call in and testify about how it went. And so, we'll see how it all goes. And so we started this live on the 25th of July, 2017, Tuesday night, actually in the middle of the food court. Everything has humble beginnings. We didn't have a ton of listeners then, but, it's grown. God's used it, and, we've developed a format for it, and, Preacher Man helped me to launch it. And it was great. We both, were working on it together. And, by the grace of God, it's grown. And it's just been amazing to see what God has done through the show. It really has been amazing just to see. And people have given their lives to Jesus through this. And it's just been amazing to see what God has done over 6 years. 6 years. And that's a testament to the greatness of God. And, I've generally always enjoyed doing it. I've basically never found myself going, I gotta do another episode. No, not me. I've enjoyed it, and it's been great to see God using it. And I've always had the dreams of being a broadcaster, at least since high school. I had dreams of being a broadcaster. And so, praise God. And God's just been using this and using me to do this And I'm excited for what God has with this. And I know God's going to continue to use it. And he'll continue to use me, you know, as I keep going on through this life and anything and everything he has me do. And I'll just be faithful to him. We've always done, you know, holidays together, like around Christmas and Easter, and we do Football Central, of course, in football season, and I enjoy doing that with you, including my predictions. I enjoy doing those, and I personally do expect that to continue. I really do. And it's great to see, you know. And I enjoy it. I really do. I'm not just saying, like, doing this thing of little lip service or anything like that. I honestly do enjoy it. And I've enjoyed watching God work. And it's just been great, you know, how God has just used this thing and used my voice and used, you know, and you know, and I thank the Lord for the people who have, you know, stepped up to the plate and sold their money, you know, and have sold finances into the program. And it's just been great to see God use that. And so I've just enjoyed it. I've enjoyed it. I personally have enjoyed doing it. And I pray that you've enjoyed hearing it. I really do. And, you know, at first, you know, they were a little, you know, how do I do this? How do I do that? But, you know, the preacher man was there to help me. He was. And I thank God for him. And But I mean, honestly, I thank God for it. I thank God for what he's done. I think, you know, and it's just been great to see God move on it, to see God bless it, to see, amen. It's just been a great thing to see. And, you know, something else that's interesting. When we launched this, it was Christmas in July, July 25th. And about Christmas in July, there are different, one, the most common idea behind it is that the date for it is July 25th. There's another idea that's like July 12th. I think it's July 25th because I think it best aligns with our regular Christmas in December. But then some of these other countries who do it, you know, in January, Christmas in January, which is on January 7th. So it's, you know, and I do remember, I do believe I just might have sang a Christmas song on the opening night of the show. I did sing like one other song too. Because after all, Christmas in July is just a little thing compared to Christmas in December. I know this because I looked up specifically Merry Christmas in July, like to see. And there were some, but it was like some from like 1 minute ago, 2 minutes ago, 3 minutes ago, 6 minutes ago, 20 minutes ago, like that. I don't mean like, no, I'm not looking at my phone while I do the show. No, I'm not. But I mean like back when I looked at it this morning. And so that kind of also let me know, you know, that Christmas in July is just kind of like thing like, you know, I haven't seen too many Christmas in July decorations so much. Not like, and even if I have, it's nothing like Christmas in December. For those of you who live in the Southern Hemisphere, the land down under, like Australia, most of South America, and places like that, for you, Christmas in July would feel more Christmassy in the weather sense than Christmas in December. Because in December, you see, in the Northern Hemisphere, it's winter. But in the Southern Hemisphere, it's summer. But I've heard of no countries where they have decided that their real Christmas is in July. It's all December or January. So just to give you kind of the idea between, you know, in December compared to in July. So, you know, I kind of thought of one, you know, but it's kind of with a summer twist. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, sunshine is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a summer wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the bluebird. To sing the love song as we go along. Walking in a summer wonderland. At the beach we can build a sandbox and pretend that he's Parson Brown. We'll have lots of fun with the sandbox until the other kids knock it down. Well, so it's a chilling, though you know it's a chilling. The face of the we're happy today, walking in a summer wonderland. In the meadow we can build a sandbox at the beach of and pretend that it is Parson Brown. We'll have lots of fun with the sandbox until the other kids knock it down. We'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face them afraid, the plans that we made, walking in a summer wonderland. And there you go is the idea of Christmas based on a July perspective as opposed to, you know, the winter, because that way you can see it makes sense and that it wasn't just me being the silly idea of doing Christmas, you know, in some other month besides the season, which you know, in many cultures has even started in November. In some cases, even early November. And it is a phenomena that has been called Christmas creep. Yes, Christmas creep. And but it's been happening with other holidays too. You may have noticed when you're in the stores, at times it can seem like, you know, maybe you might have seen before where Valentine's Day stuff might be mixed in with Christmas stuff, like the last day or two after, right before Christmas. You might have seen that before. Maybe you haven't. And then sometimes before Valentine's Day has even come, Easter stuff is up. You'll see Christmas stuff out sometimes in like early October or September. One time, actually, one time at a Dollar Tree here in Midland where I live, I saw a little bit of Christmas stuff out on August 31st before Labor Day. And at that point, you know, everybody in Michigan was starting school. Many more than not were starting school after Labor Day. They were following the law. They weren't requesting these waivers, including Minister Karen Midland. I thought it was weird to see Christmas stuff out while the kids were not even in school yet. Isn't that weird?
It is.
Have you ever seen Christmas stuff out before the kids went to school?
No.
Not in the big stores you hadn't, but I did in the dollar store.
Yeah, I know.
I wonder what that was. I thought it was kind of. And then they were putting stuff in the calendar store the same weekend.
That's crazy.
On September 1st. And I'm like, and generally I'm one that welcomes early Christmas spirit, you know, and that, and we have our Santa parade here in Midland where I live. We have it the weekend before Thanksgiving. And so I'm used to that. But, you know, to see when it's not even September 1st, and then to see it like that much before Halloween, that to me is just wild.
Yeah.
Because after Halloween, you know, I go like, well, okay, I'm ready for a change of pace. When it turns on, it'll be good, and you know, I'll kind of ease into it. But then, so that's just kind of my idea of it. Okay, now. I'm going to sing like one, you know, regular song, and then I want to pray, and then, you know, open up to the Word of God. I'm going to look at Hebrews 11, which is the text on which we based the show, and it's about faith. Because we know that if we want miracles in our lives, then we have to have faith in God, trusting that he will do what he said in his word. That's what faith is. Faith in God is. That's why we called this the Miracle Man when we launched it. So I figured I would go straight to our roots tonight. So I'm going to sing one song, and then but first, before I do that, I want to let you know two quick things. Number one, the book Rivers of Miracles is the story of my life and the different things that I went through in that. But you know something? The victory is greater than the battle. We know that the victory is greater than the battle. Amen. I know that. The victory is greater than the battle. It is. It's not one of these things that I dream up or wish. No, it is greater than the battle. And so you can go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book Rivers of Miracles. That's Rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S of miracles.com in order to find out information and to buy the book. The other thing I want to remind you about is how you can sow a seed into the Miracle Man program. By the way, I want to thank you, Natalia. Thank you, Laura, for your continual support. You can go online to paypal.com to sow your seed. And in the search bar, type in Rivers Shukla. That is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. The last name is Shukla. S-H-U-K-L-A. Keep in mind, please, if you would, that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing I want to remind you of is that the first hour in Rivers and then the S in Shukla, both of those capitalized, just so you know that. And so, now I'm going to sing. And then, like I said, we'll pray, get into the Word of the Lord. You were the Word at the beginning. One with God the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compared to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us. So Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. What can separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compared to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. Death could not hold you. The veil tore before you. Silence the boast of sin and grace. The heavens are roaring, the praise of your glory. For you are raised to life again. You have no rival. You have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you that you are with us. Thank you that you lead us and guide us. Thank you for what you mean to each one of us. Thank you for what you're doing on our behalf. You know what we have need of, Master. Thank you that you're always with us. And we don't have to feel alone, that your name is powerful. Your name is great and greatly to be praised. Your name is beautiful. Your name is wonderful. And I thank you for that. Thank you that you meet every one of our needs, wherever we may be. Whatever we may be needing of. Thank you for these young people, Route 2 Invasion, and for what you're going to do there. And I thank you, Lord, for that and for what you're doing. And thank you that these listeners have ears to hear. That means that they're ready to hear this word, that you anoint them to hear it and to receive it. And to be doers of your word and not hearers only. And I make my confession over this program, Lord. Thank you that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increase more and more listeners tune into this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this radio program. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Turn with me, if you would, please. I'm going to Hebrews chapter 11. Praise God. Hebrews chapter 11. I'm going to begin reading from verse 1. And it says here, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. This is what the ancients, those who were long before us, in other words, those who were ancients, were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings, and by faith, he still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life, so that he did not experience death. He could not be found, because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. For without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, he built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place that he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and he went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with them of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age, and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised, but they only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country that they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, and he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He had received the promises, was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned." Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, he blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, he spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions about his bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw that he was no ordinary child and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him was invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch his firstborn, the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land. But when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. What more shall I say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawed into. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Now the first two verses of 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that so hinders and the sin that easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So what you see here is all these different things, you know, all these different, you know, things with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and others, Moses, you know, the Israelites, and all these different things, by faith, by faith, by faith, by faith, Noah, by faith, built an ark to save his family. He did it in holy fear. He didn't do it in, oh, a storm's coming, a storm's coming, folks, take cover right now, what are we going to do? No, that's not why he did that. He didn't do it as like some fear exercise. No, he did it in holy fear. He built an ark to save his family. He built the ark to save his family, because he didn't want them, he wanted them to make it. You see. And everyone who built the ark rode on it. Noah's family, they were, let's do the math. Noah, his wife, his three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and their wives. Eight people. How many of them made it? All eight made it. those who built the ark rode on. But all those people, you know, who were down below, you know, they were knocking on the door, begging him to let them in. But it was too late. They hadn't been right with God. No, they hadn't been. But he built an ark to save his family. And he welcomed his family in, and, you know, they were together. And then when the waters dried up, they were let out. Oh, and the Israelites, you know, crossing the Red Sea on dry ground. God parted the Red Sea. That's quite the miracle. It's quite the miracle when you think about it, him parting the sea and then putting the waters like near them to create a navigation route for them. You know, like a highway so they could navigate. And when the Egyptians tried to do that, when they tried to cross the Red Sea, they were drowned. They were drowned. Because they thought, oh, we can make it across, no problem. You know? But then they were drowned. Because when the last Israelites had finished crossing, the water came back right to where it was. And those Israelites, I mean, these Egyptians were drowned in that water. They died. And of course, when you drown, you're dead. And so they were, you know, just taken right up, dead, right there. As a result, you know, and they didn't have trust in God the way the Israelites did. The Egyptians didn't have that trust in him. And you know, and they went after, you know, when they had that permission to go. Because Pharaoh wouldn't let him go. And after promising to Moses, you know, that he would let him go. Like, after this, I'll let him go. After this, I'll let him go. If he removes the flies, the frogs, and the other animals, you know, all the different pestilences, the thunder and hail stops, then I'll let him go. But he didn't. He kept not letting them go. Pharaoh's heart kept being hardened, and he kept not letting them go. But he put conditions on it, like, well, you can't take your children. Well, now you can take your children. Like, he would be like, I'll let you go, but there'd be all these conditions on it. But by faith, they passed through the Red Sea on dry ground. Now, they could have went another way, but God had them take that route, that certain route God had them take, instead of them just doing, you know, whatever route they would have wanted to go. You know, God had them use the Red Sea route. He did. He had them go the Red Sea route. And that was what he had them do. And he knew what he was doing. You know, God didn't sit there and go, and have to brainstorm it and think about, okay, what do I do? No, God knows everything. He doesn't have to sit there and brainstorm. He knew what he was going to do. Because he knows everything. And, you know, and God wants to do to receive your miracle. Whatever it is that you're believing for him to do, he wants to do it for you. He wants you to have faith and live by faith. The just live by faith, not in fear. Let me tell you something. If you're living in fear, you know, faith and fear can't mix together. If you are faithful, then you ought to be fearless. If you are faithless, then that means you'll be fearful. Faith and fear do not mix. They don't mix at all. And, you know, the only fear you should be having is the fear of God. You know, not all these other, not all this crazy other fear. I'm afraid of this. I'm afraid of that. What'll happen if this, blah, 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 you know, like to where, like, you just let the fear rule over your life. That's not what God wants for you, is to be living in fear. And the perfect love of God casts out all fear. And I take authority over that spirit of fear right now. I bind it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I bind that spirit of fear. That's on. And all who is ever hearing my voice and is, you know, dealing with the fear stuff. And so, God wanted us to live by faith, walk by faith, not by sight. And, you know, and not live by just what we see and what we feel. No, live by faith. We should call those things that are not as though they are. So, like, when your body isn't feeling so well, call it healed. Amen. That's how I do it. Heavenly Father, thank you for this word tonight. I pray, Master, that these people would get their, would get it in their hearts, Lord, and that they would be obedient to you and they would learn to live in faith and to live a life of trusting you and knowing that you are the source and their portion. Thank you that they would be those who do your word and not just those who hear it only and don't know what to do. I pray that that would be them, that you would do that for them in the name of Jesus. And until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will talk to y'all tomorrow night at 6 p.m. So long, everybody. And then there's an end episode button that you can push.
You want some of that barbecue chicken before we go? You want some of that barbecue chicken my mom made before we go? Juan? Okay.
level, time, 0 minutes, 13 seconds, microwave, running. Thank you.
Better come and eat so we can get going. Okay.
And the episode.